Dear Editor, at the Okotoks Council meeting on February 26, the issue of what to do about the urban deer surfaced once again. And, once again, Council was laser-focused on public education. Information provided by bylaw enforcement reported that in 2023, there were 12 deer feeding complaints. With a population in Okotoks of about 30,000, 12 complaints equal about 0.04% of citizens. So, council is wondering what to do. Kaun Gord Lang asked for a definition of feeding. Then he suggested people shouldn't plant apple trees. Does that include the trees planted on municipal land? Kaun Rachel Swensiad noted deer are habituated because people are feeding them. Why is this council wasting time worrying about how to do public education when clearly people feeding deer is not the problem? Leave it to the bylaw officers. I do have a suggestion, however. Let's erect large signs beside the Welcome to Okotoks signs that say, "Do not feed the wildlife. Feeding wildlife presents a danger to their health. If found feeding the wildlife, you may be subject to a fine." Additionally, place smaller signs like this along the river valley. It would be mass public education for a cost less than an outdoor boarded hockey arena. If councillors stop placing blame for the urban deer population on a small percentage of people, perhaps they can focus on what can be reasonably done to control our overpopulation of deer. Eunice Kondro, Okotoks.